from KQED.
Good morning. It's the California Report. I'm Rachel Miro. If you decided to wait till now to buy Lakers tickets after LeBron James signed with the team, it may be too late. Hours after the news broke Sunday that James signed a four-year contract, sales went crazy. LA Times business reporter Jim Peltz lays it out.
Well, the very first thing we saw was the spike in ticket prices for both the Lakers home opener at the Staples Center and then the season ticket prices. And we actually saw season ticket prices, which had been around. I mean, the Lakers, even though they haven't played well in the last year or two, they're still pretty popular here at the Staples Center, which holds about 21,000 people. And we saw the season ticket prices for those within hours after LeBron James signed with the team. Those things had jumped to about over $5,000 for a season ticket for this upcoming season from something around $3,000 before the announcement. And we also saw that their very first home game, which hasn't even been announced yet because the NBA schedule hasn't come out yet, won't until next month, the price of the cheapest ticket to see LeBron James in his first regular season game as a Laker had jumped to $545, and that was to sit way up in the nosebleed seats in the corner. But then also, there is on the NBA's online store, they quickly had up and running LeBron James jerseys, Laker jerseys for sale, starting at about $70 for an adult size. And they went live, I think, a little before 9 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday. And in the next 3 hours before the day was out, they had set a record for sales for an NBA player who had either signed with a team as a free agent or been traded.
Is this outsized compared to similar events in the sports world?
This is definitely outsized. I mean, if you look at the statistics before LeBron signed, he was already the second top seller of replica jerseys before this announcement, behind Stephen Curry of the Warriors.
At least until we see what the performance in the next few seasons looks like, and then everything could level out.
Right, it could level out sooner than that. I mean, once the season gets underway and once the novelty wears off at least a little bit, you know, you'll probably see the prices come down because the market will just sort of, you know, work itself out. But you're absolutely right. I mean, this is him coming to Los Angeles is clearly a major, major deal, even within the sphere of LeBron James.
Even within the sphere of LeBron James. Well, Jim Peltz, thank you for talking with us.
Been my pleasure.
KQED's Michelle Wiley is relatively new to the San Francisco Bay Area, and after sampling our famed local sourdough, she got inspired to try a recipe on her own.
It's 8 a.m. Saturday morning. I'm in the kitchen starting a batch of sourdough.
I am making the leaven. It's pretty much just a mixture of flour, yeast, and water. Just to, like, kickstart everything.
On the weekends, I set my watch by bread. For me, making bread is meditative. It has a rhythm to it, a schedule that keeps you focused. It's hard to concentrate on anything but taking care of this little dough baby, keeping it warm, giving it enough water, letting it rest. I moved to the Bay Area in January. Sourdough is practically an institution in San Francisco, so it seemed only right that I give it a try. At first, I thought it'd be easy to make sourdough. I just follow the recipe. What could go wrong? Turns out, everything. The first few tries were awful, like chewing through a cardboard box. So I started over. I made a new yeast starter, fed it morning and night for 2 weeks. When I attempted the bread again, it finally worked.
It's been about 3 hours since I started the leaven, and now I'm going to start the autolyse.
That's bread speak for when you mix the remaining flour and water to make sure the dough is fully hydrated. Now there's an hour wait before mixing it all together. The thing people might not realize about sourdough is that it takes forever. Seriously, around a day and a half at least. And for much of that time, I have to be nearby. The bread doesn't care what plans I have for the day. It's on a very strict schedule. 3 stretches and folds, 1 every 30 minutes for the next hour and a half. And then it's going to sit for another hour and a half. Making good sourdough relies heavily on patience. Despite how technology speeds us up, bread remains stubborn in its slowness. You can try to accelerate the process, but every shortcut you take jeopardizes the taste and texture of the bread. I've learned not to rush it, and instead embrace it as an opportunity to relax. All right, proof time. 12 to 16 hours in the fridge. It is Sunday morning, and now I am preheating the oven to 500 degrees. Now it reaches its final stage. After 36 hours, it transforms from a blob of dough into something we're sharing with, for example, some hungry journalists.
I love bread. This bread is no exception. This is really good.
I think it's really good.
It's really good. Sour-ish. Not as sour as some.
Mm-hmm. Good texture.
Yeah.
But it's light, too, because it's weedy.
And after all that work, in just a few hours, the newsroom reduces my creation to crumbs. For the California Report, I'm Michelle Wiley.
Finally, it would be a shame if you spent the entire holiday inside baking bread or playing Call of Duty. And I'm not just saying that because the World Health Organization has now recognized video game addiction as a disease for the most obsessed among us. Dr. Anna Lemke studies addiction at Stanford University. She offers this ammunition for parents trying desperately to get children to open the front door and get out there.
Video game companies are going to have to take a role similar to what tobacco companies have been forced to take, which is basically recognition that they're peddling an addictive drug and providing some kind of compensation to redress the harms caused by that drug.
So there. Seriously, the American Psychiatric Association has not classified video game addiction as a disease, but they do consider it an issue that bears further study.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems. Block Construction, a builder committed to enhancing communities in the Bay Area and Central Coast. BLACH.com. Block Construction. Together, building greatness. And CCRM San Francisco. CCRM physicians using today's technology help fulfill the dream of having a child. Learn more about family building options at CCRMIVF.com/San Francisco.
And that's the California Report. I'm Rachel Miro. Happy July 4th.